Talmud of Yada, Hashem Shabbalakam, Talmud of Yada means your notebooks. Talmud of Yada. Okay, welcome to the end of Maseches Moed Katan. Today's Daf Chavtes, it's only a couple of lines. It'll be a little shorter discussion than we usually have, but let's finish it off, and then Be'ez Hashem we'll be starting Chagiga tomorrow. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, about 6 lines up from the bottom of Chav Chesem Abeis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So yesterday spoke all about different types of Misa, different types of Hespeta in the past couple of days. Spoke about what some of the Menachemin said yesterday when the children of Rabbi Shaul was sitting Shiva for his children. The Dal Zakenim came to be Menachem him. So we're up to Amar Rabbi Yochanan, finishing off. Ein Menachemin Rasha'in Lo Mar Davar Ad Sheyiftach Avel. 36 lines up on the bottom. The Menachemim are not allowed to talk until the Avel starts. We've had this before. Then when you go into a Shiva house, the Avel is the one that starts the conversations. Shneamar Achre, even though it's sometimes uncomfortable, and an Avel, you know, does it over and over again, but that's the halacha. You have to wait for the Avel to start talking to you before you start talking to him. Shneamar Achre Chein Pasach Iov Espihu. Iov, who was in Avelis, Iov, who lost everything. He lost his money, he lost his family, he lost everything. Iov starts talking, Vahadar, and then only after that, one of his friends, Vayan Eliphaz Atimni, then Eliphaz starts talking. So first Iov, and then Eliphaz. Amar Rabbi Yavahu, Minayin La'Avel Shemesa Barosh. How do we know that an Avel sits at the head of the table? Shneamar Evchar Darkam Vo'eshev Rosh Vo'eshkon Kamelech Bagdura Asher Kasher Avelim Yinachem. I will sit, I will choose my derech, v'eshev erosh, and I'll sit at the head, again from Iov, v'eshkol kebelech, and I'll sit like a king in his army, ka'asher avelim yinachem, like the avelim are minachem, comfort. So they ask the Gemara 1 minute, we're trying to find a source that the avel sits at the rosh, not that the menachemim, and this pasuk is about the menachemim, the comforters. So the Gemara asks, yinachem akarini mashma, yinachem sounds like the ones who comfort others will be barosh. Summer of Nachman Bar Yitzchak Yinachem Ksiv. You could read it Yinachem, which is Nifal. It's the reflexive. It goes on the person that the ones who are comforted. Again, it might be a Kriyat Ksiv, and that's the and that's how you know the pasuk could be referring to the Avel himself. Okay, Mar Zutra Amar Mehachal. Mar Zutra quotes a different pasuk. Visar Mirzach Siruchim. Visar a Mirzach, that the Avel, Mirzach is an Avel, and Avel will become the Seruchim. What does that mean? Will become Avelim? Sar from the word, so what do we start to say? From the word Asura Nava Era. Will come close, will approach. The Sar Mirzach Seruchim, the Avel will approach the Seruchim. Marzach Nas Asar La Seruchim. The Avel will become the Sar, the prince for other Seruchim, and that's again a Makar that he will sit Barosh. Next, Amr of Chama Bar Chanina. Minayin l'chassan shemesev barosh. How do you know that a chassan sits at the head? Is mesev barosh in Amar? Because we have the comparison between a chassan and a kohen. K'chassan yikahein pe'er, ma kohen barosh, av chassan barosh. Comparing a kohen and a chassan, just like a kohen goes at the head, so too a chassan goes at the head. Again, a chassan is domel melech in some ways, in terms of getting an aliyah, maybe afterwards, in terms of sometimes there's, spoken to people that the minhag of standing up for a chassan and a kala when they come in is somewhat relatively new minhag. Seeing gedolim that are bedafka don't stand up because it's a new minhag. I remember, you know, 15 years ago, they didn't stand up. My sibling's wedding, somebody stood up when the chassan and the kala came in. It's relatively new. It's quoted in the Archos Chaim. The Archos Chaim quotes it. But the question is, did they have a din of a chassan and a kala yet before they get married? They're on their way to get married. For the grandparents that walk down the aisle, that's a halacha. You have to stand up. Ibn Seva Takum. That's a halacha. It's a mitzvah. You got to stand. You got to stand up for the grandparents. You got to make sure the chassan and the kala. You know, you got to see what the now is there already an issue maybe about tifresh menat zibur unless you think it's a minaktos. Got to ask your posek whether it's appropriate. But I've heard one explanation also that we've had I think once before that when the people went to bring Bikurim to Yerushalayim, so people used to stop and stand up for them because they were going to do a mitzvah. When people are going to do a mitzvah, then you stand up for people going to do a mitzvah. So here, according to the Rambam, Kiddushin is a mitzvah. And he went to the Rosh, it's a Hechsher mitzvah. According to the Rambam, Kiddushin is a mitzvah. So therefore, maybe that's an idea what the behind the but standing up. But either way, the chassid has special status. And here it says that a chassan is compared to a kohen, just like a chassan is just like a kohen is barosh, af chassan is barosh. The kohen gufim in alan. How do we know that a kohen is barosh? That's a first pasuk in Emor. The Tadya Tver Bishma, the kidash to lechol davar shebikdusha. We shall sanctify him for any item of holiness. Lechol davar shebikdusha. Liftoach rishon. Liftoach rishon. What's liftoach rishon? To let him speak first. V'lavarich rishon, and let him. Let him get a liftoch rishon might also mean, according to some, the aliyah, getting the first aliyah. Ulavarech rishon, and he should bench. Valito mana yafar rishon, and take the first piece. We'll get to that, back to that in a minute. If you look in this pasuk, kachasu yichayin pai. If you look in Yeshaya, where this pasuk is, Yeshaya samach aleph. So this is, we know the first half of the pasuk is more famous. Sosa sis Hashem, tokel nafshi belokai. Yeshayahu says, I'm happy in Hashem, I rejoice. Ki ho bishani bigdiyasha, he's clothed me with salvation bagadim. Me'il staka ya'atani, he has put clothing of staka on me. And then we got kechasan yachayin pe'er, just like a chasan. He's maybe so happy like a chasan who is like a kohen. Rashi there says, Kechasan asher yilbash levushe pe'er kekohen gadol. He clothes me in glorified begadim like a kohen gadol. So some achronim say, what kohen gadol? Our Gemara seems to say it's about kahanim in general. Kahanim in general say, is it a kohen gadol? So achronim put together a number of rashis which seem to say that the mitzvah to oraisa of the kidashto is only by kohen gadol. And by kohanim, it's an asmachta. It's a smachta araisa, but it's not. If you look at Rashi Nadarim, which is not really Rashi, but if you look at Rashi Nadarim, it's a Talmud of Rashi, so it's close enough. But there are other Rashis as well. Rashi Nadarim Samach Beis Mabeis. When Rashi says, Velito Marayef Arishon, he says it's talking about the Kohen Gadol. Kishacholek im echav akonim blechem apanim. He also quotes that it's talking about Kohen Gadol. I've got the other Rashis here that they quote, but it might be that Rashi holds that the din of a kidashto bida oraisa is only by kohen gadol, and kohanim is somewhat of a lower level, asmachta bi'alma. Most rishonim don't hold this way. It might not even be true in Rashi, it might not be dafka, but most rishonim hold, I'll give you the sefer achinuch, but it's a mitzvah oraisa by all kohanim, like the pashas of our Gemara. Gemara is in Reis Samach Tes, mitzvahs kiddush zera aharon, the mitzvah to sanctify the children of Aaron HaKohen. L'kadi zera aharon, klobe l'kadshem, l'achnisom, l'karbon, v'zeo ikar ha'aseh, l'hakdima l'chol d'ar v'shevik dushah. To be mocked in them every time we ask a kohen to bench, every time we give the kohen a first aliyah, that is a fulfillment of the mitzvah d'araisa of v'kidashto. V'sharshia mitzvah, the chinuch says, what's the hashkafa behind the mitzvah? V'visha yadua, ki mekavod ha'adon l'chabed misharsav. It's the kavod for the master to give kavod to his servants. U'bakal eis kabdenu ha'kohanim, and every time we give kavod to the kohanim, nizkar v'nikva b'machshav aseinu kvodo baruch hu v'gadlo. Every time we give kohen to the kohen, and we say, this kohen, he's an oved Hashem. He works for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's supposed to lead us to kavod Hashem when we give kavod to the kohanim. Uvizchus ha-machshava ha-zach ha-me'ul ha-varas ha-tov tochol b'rachos ha-baruch hu ha-gadol aleinu. Because the zchus that we're giving kavod to them, so that's he'll be give kavod to us. Again, this was the mistake, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, about the beginnings of Avodah Zarah. They said, wouldn't Hashem want us to serve the ones that serve him? So they started servicing. They started looking at and praising the sun and the moon and the stars. But that eventually led to forgetting the master and just serving the sun and the moon. So I guess the parallel, if you just think the Kohen is the be-all and the end-all, and you don't think he's an Oved Hashem, that also would be the same kind of problem. So that is, again, most Rishonim argue with this possible Diak and Rashi, that it's only Kohen Gadol. There is a suffix the Minchas Chinuch has. Is there a mitzvah, based on some Rishonim, for the other Kohanim to be Mechabe, the Kohen Gadol? Is that a mitzvah of the kidashto? So he has that suffix here in Reis Samach Tes. I kohen gadol mitzuvim hakohenim lahakdisho. Lo matzasi b'shum makom v'yesh maila l'kohen gadol al kohen hediot l'inyin liftoach rishon l'varech rishon. Fine, you see he gets an aliyah and hurry a certain dvarim shebikdusha, but you never see any, you see milos of a kohen gadol. We even see a milos of a Yisraelim. But so he says he doesn't think that there's any mefurish diyek. But in the footnotes, he quotes on the bottom, there's a Tosefta that says that the Yachav Kohanim Nogim Bo Gedula, and the Rambam quotes it, and this is even brought up by the Chesh Shlomo, which I'll mention in a minute. But that is on the first line of Kohen and Chasim.
That
Right, so that's very, that's very, that's a diok in maybe a Rashi. That's only on the Kohen. Lechora, it's on all Kohenim. See, if it's on all Kohenim, if it's only on the Kohen Gadol, then look, it's that maybe that's easier to say. But if it's like Rovi Shonim, that it's or maybe all Rishonim, that it's on everybody. So then it's then it'll be harder to say. Yeah. Right, nowadays, if there's no Kohen, right, there's no Kohen B'Yichus, so then, again, some Kohenim have Yichusim. Some Kohenim have, but you're right, all Dinim of Kahuna, that's why we don't give them Chala and Shum B'Zmanazah, because they're only Chazaka, they don't have a true Yichus. Okay, what does Lito Mane Yafe Rishon mean? Lavtoach Rishon means gets the first Aliyah. Lavarech Rishon by the benching. What's Lito Mane Yafe Rishon? So Rashi here is silent. But that Rashi that I just read to you in the Darim Samach Beis, it means they get the first portion of Lechem Apanim. Kishacholik Yemecha Vakonim B'Lechem Apanim. That's what Rashi says in the Darim. He asks everybody, the Rishon of the Akronim and Rashi, is the Ron there. What do you mean with Lechem Apanim? That's only Kohanim. That's the Mitzvah V'Kidashto. Only Kohanim get the Lechem Apanim. The Yisraelim aren't allowed to eat the Lechem Apanim. So what do you mean? The Kohanim, it's a mitzvah for the Yisrael to give them the first portion. It's only Kohanim splitting out the Lechem Apanim. So what is Rashi talking about there? That's Lito Mana Yafa Rishon. So the Marsha there says, Marsha Nidarim, suggests that we've had one time before that a Tamar Chacham is called a Kohen. So maybe he says we're talking about a Tamar Chacham Kohanim. Tamar Chacham Kohanim, so it's a mitzvah for the other Kohanim to be Mechabi, the Tamar Chacham Kohen, and give him the first portion of Lechem Apanim. That's one shot that the Marsha says. Yeah. What? Oh, exactly. So some say that's Rashi L'Shitasa. Maybe it's the Kohanim giving the Kohen Gadol the first. So the Marsha doesn't say that, but the Cheshek Shlomo, in the back, Shlomo Vilna, Shlomo Kluger, suggests maybe this is a makar that there is a mitzvah for the Kohanim to be the Kohen Gadol. Not like the Rashi. He doesn't want to say that there's only a mitzvah for the Kohen Gadol by Vikidashto, but maybe the Minchas Chinuch Safek. He says that maybe this is a Rashi's pshat is that it's the Kohanim giving covet to the Kohen Gadol. Either way, but it might be Rashi L'Shitasa that says that there is a mitzvah on the Kohen to be mechabe the Kohen Gadol. Is there a double mitzvah for us to be mechabe the Kohen Gadol? Like if we have a Kohen Gadol in our house, to make let him bench, is that a double v'kidashta? And we would. The question is it a double mitzvah? Okay, yeah. The Kohanim, well, the Gemara and Yuma, Lamates. Yeah, we had that there. The Magia Kapul, they only got a little bit because the Gargaranim, you knew they wouldn't get so much. So they rushed, and the ones who knew, you know, were calmer, they didn't get because they knew. We discussed that about Chatzishir by Mitzvahs. Okay, Amar Bichanina. Kasha Yitzias Neshama Minaguf Kitzipuri Befia Veshet. Difficult is the Shas Yitzias Neshama from a person like pulling Tzipuri Befia Veshet, like pulling a rope with a knot on it. Sometimes, like, yeah, let's say you have a hood, and you don't want the thread to go all the way through the hole. So you put a knot on the end of it. So when it gets to the hole, it stops, and the thread doesn't go all the way through. So imagine trying to pull that knot through the hole in order to get it through. That pain is like the pain of Yitzias Neshama. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kibiturei B'Fi Yaveshet. Similar, like you have a double knot, a knot that holds two ships together, or hold two boards together on the ships. Similar idea, like the knot between the hull. Ask the Marsha and the other Achronim, but didn't we have earlier that Yitzias Neshama is like pulling a hair out of milk? It's very, very smooth. So Marsha says, it depends if you're a tzaddik or a rasha. Right? If you're a tzaddik, if somebody's lived their life, so then, you know, it's obvious this is not talking about Rachmana Leslan Yisurin beforehand. That obviously is not Kimishach Alba from Chalba. That's not milk. But it's talking about the mamish, that moment. The moment of Yitzias Neshama, is it a difficult moment or is it a not difficult moment? So it depends if you're a tzaddik or a rasha. So a number of explanations given to this. The Michlam Eliyahu, Rav Dessler writes in Chela Gimel, page 29, why is it more difficult for a rasha, b'shas Yitzias Neshama, says the Rav Dessler, Rishayim predasa me'agufu kasha ma'od. It's very difficult. Why? L'rasha eim shum shaychus al neshmasa, because he hates ruchnius. He likes his body. He likes his, give me gashmius, give me physical pleasures. Ruchniuso mesa b'kirbo, his ruchnius is basically dead inside of him. V'kibet shekol tochen chayiv hayim mitayvas hachumrios. Since his whole life is the body, he doesn't want to leave the body. Doesn't want to leave the body. his nefesh is held hostage to the guf, because the guf is his whole life. V'yesh lo yisurim gedolim kishemotzim osa bal karcho. So what it shows me, he said, I don't want to leave the guf, because that's what he lives for. V'yesh lo nisurim no ra'im kishemargisha shahaguf nir kavakala. And when he realizes that his guf is going to disintegrate, his guf is going to rot, so that he has terrible pains, terrible realizations that this was what he was focused on in life, and now it's going to rot. Mashenke by tzaddikim, obviously, it's the opposite. Tzaddikim, there, the neshama is the guf is held hostage to the neshama. So when I realize that the neshama is going to go back to the kisei hakavod, when the neshama is going to go back after having earned everything, so then I realize that I have tremendous simcha. The tzaddik says, and therefore it is not painful. So that's the Rav Dessler in Chelo Gimel, page 29. The Slav, another Behuda, writes a similar idea in Brachas Daf Yud, where he writes, the Hefreshu, it depends what happens at that moment. A tzaddik, at the moment that he sees the Shema, he sees the Shechina. He sees the Shechina. He sees, many people talk about these visions that they have. He sees the Shechina, and he's scared, but he's also excited. He realizes after a life full of Torah and mitzvahs, it's not so painful, because he's excited, and he's raring to go. Mishitzorach, he says, V'akadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sorry, that's the Russia part of it. It's not so difficult. Mashiach the Rasha, Kadosh Baruch Hu is master panim mimenu at that moment, because the Rasha's got a lot to do before he meets the Kadosh Baruch Hu, before he meets the Shechina. So that's why it is more difficult, says the Tzlach. Okay. Yom Rabbi Levi ben Chaisa. Okay, Gemara we've had before. We had it at the end of Maseches Brachas. Hanifta menemes lo yom alalech lishalom el alech bishalom. After you say, at the end of a kfura, we say to the mes lech bishalom, go in peace, not to peace. What are the makaros? Hanifta menachai lo yom alalech bishalom el alech lishalom. But nifta menachai, you don't say bishalom, but you say lishalom. Hanifta menemes, what are the makaros? And we'll talk about why. Hanifta menemes lo yom alalech lishalom el alech bishalom. To a niftar, you say bishalom. Shneemar, the makar is by Brisman Ebesarim. V'yata tavol abisecha bishalom. Interesting, the makar is by Hashem talking to Avram while he's still alive. But he's saying, when you die, Tavo Bisecha, right, you bishalom, and then the galus is going to happen afterwards, you're not going to see it, but Tavo Bisecha, you will go to your forefathers and die bishalom in peace. So the makar for that is Hashem to Avraham. Hanifta menachai, lo yom lelech bishalom, elelech lishalom. But if you leave somebody who's alive, you tell him, go to peace. Not in peace. Why? Shrei David, Shamar Avshalom, because David said to his son Avshalom, Lech Bishalom, Halach Venitzle. David said to Avshalom, Lech Bishalom, and it did not have wonderful results. Yisro, Shamar Moshe, Lech Lishalom, Halach Venitzliach. But Yisro tells Moshe, go to peace, Halach Venitzliach. He went and was successful. So what exactly is the difference between Lech Bishalom and Lech Lishalom? So many Mefarshim, basically in all their own words, but a lot of them say the same Vart. And that is, I'll give it to you from the Ritva, and the Ein Yaakov and the Gra. Says the Ritva on this Gemara, Pirish, Lefi Shechaveru Tzarech Tfila Al HaMakom Sheholech Lisham, Ki Mikan Kvar Hu Niftar Bishalom. V'haniftar min ha-meis hu behefech, Ki Tzarech Sheyelech Mikan Bishalom, V'az Yimsa HaShalom Sham Bevadai. Niftar min ha-meis, you already earned everything here. You want to take what you've done, Torah and mitzvahs in this world, with you. So you want to be bishalom here. So our bracha to the meis is that you go bishalom. Bishalom, you've already had it here, and then take that with you. Because if you're bishalom here, then obviously you're going to be bishalom there, because you've already earned everything. But if somebody is going for a chai, you don't want him to have earned everything already. You don't want him to have stopped. You want it to keep going. You want it to grow more. So like lishalom, go to peace, because there also, wherever you're going, go gain more. Go get more Torah and mitzvahs. V'meina holich mikan bishalom, she'in b'yadam ha'isim tovim, lo'yimsa sham shalom, by a mace. L'fichat tzarech she'yash lo simen tov, ki bishalom hu holich. That's the ritva. Again, bishalom is meaning that you've already got what you've got, and therefore you want to give the person a bracha who's already been niftar. That bracha, Mashiach came, but if somebody's still alive, you want it to keep growing, so you say, Lech Lishalom. And that's what the Kosev, the bottom of the Ein Yaakov, the Kosev on the last half in Brachas, where this also comes up, he said the same thing. By Lishalom, you want to be Mosif HaShleimusecha. You want to say, be Mosif on your Shalom, be Mosif on your Shleimus. And therefore you say, Lishalom, go to Shalom, gain more and more Shleimus. Mashiach came, when it says Bishalom, that just means your derech should be bishalom, because you can't be Mosif anymore right now. can't be most of anymore, so that's what you should have to say, Bishalom. Just finally, the Vilna Gaon, who also says this, he says this in two places. He says this first in the Kol Eliyahu, on a Yomar Elokim Nasa Adam, the Salmeinu Kin Musainu. So he quotes the Medrash there, and on that Medrash he quotes our Gemara as well. And he says that Malachim, he says this in a number of places, quoted from the Gra, Malachim cannot go up in Mila. Malachim are who they are. That's it, they're Omdim. We say, Srafim Omdim Mima'alo. Because a Malach is called an Omed. A Malach can't grow. He's there. And Adam is called a Holech. A person's always walking, always going, always moving. So that's why he says, a person who's going, Holech, Lishalom, he's going to, because he's going towards, he's going to gain more. He's Holech Lishalom. A Malach, he can't move. So after somebody's niftar, their neshama is like a malach, and that's it, it's bishalom. They're not going anywhere further. And he says, and that's pshat. That's a drash, a level of interpretation, beginning of Vayeshev. Vayiru echav, ki oso avav hiyem kalbanav. The brothers hated Yosef, because they saw that their father liked him more. Vayisnu oso, they hated him. Velo yachlu dabro. Lishalom. They couldn't speak to him lishalom. They couldn't wish him well. Lishalom. They could wish him bishalom, maybe. But they couldn't wish him lishalom, says the Gra. Because they couldn't give him that bracha. They were so jealous of him. And he quotes that Gemara there. They couldn't have dafka. That the Shvatim hated him so much, they didn't want to give him a good wish. They didn't want to tell him lishalom. The Torah Tmima in Gracious on that pasuk by Avraham Avinu is bothered why this is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It's quoted in the Rambam. But the Torah Shulchan Aruch don't quote this. This line of Bishalom and Lishalom. The Rambam quotes it, Derech Agav and Hilchas Avelus, to say this. But it's not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. So he says that Niralo, Mari thinks, it's based on an idea we had at the end of Maseches Pesachim. At the end of Maseches Pesachim, we had the whole idea about Zugos and all the Kabbalistic ideas there. And the Gemara there said, if you care about these things, then they're going to affect you. And if you don't care about these things, they're not going to affect you. The Gemara had a line like that. So it says the Torah Tamima, he thinks that this also, Bishalom Lishalom, it'll make really a difference if you focus on it and you realize the significance. The Gemara lo dibra b'inyan zeh, ela rak k'neged anashim shemenachshim u'mesimin rayon zeh. Avo ba'anashim t'mimim she'in choshim davar ra in kol k'peda b'zeh. If you're an ishtam, you don't have to worry about bishalom, lishalom, just wish the person well. So he says, yishlom, he says, that's why I think the poskim left it out. Ki yadua, he says it's known, kama hishtadlu harishonim la'akar u'lahashkiach kol inyan nichush b'chlal. How much the Rishonim? We have a few Gemaras already. Two Dinim, which looks a little bit like Nichush. We had a few days ago, the Arsa Degada, the bed for the Mazel, Rashi and the Ran said Chas V'Shalom. It means a bed for good Mazel. Remember that Ran, Sanhedrin Dav Chaf. So says the Torah Tamima, over and over again, the Rishonim try to be Marchik, any idea of Nichush and not being Tamim Tiyah Mashem Alakecha. See, he thinks that that's why maybe they left it out, because already this is only Shayach for those who are into this type of inyanim umikiva shalanashim tamimim ein shein menachshim ein kpeda lachin shmita kol inyan zeh l'man yishtakeya kol inyan yichush v'holech b'tom yelach betach. So he thinks it's because we should go b'tzmimus, shouldn't worry about bishalom lishalom. Yeah. Maybe the Rambam brings it out because he has a different pshat in whatever this is. Right? He doesn't quote all the shadim, the nichush stuff, because Rambam's not scared of it. Rambam says, I'll give you pshat of what this is. Right? Lushitasa. Even though you could have said, if Rambam didn't bring it down, that's dafka why he didn't bring it down. But you could also, it's Lushitasa, whichever one. Okay. Yeah. Hamavorech is Amo Yisrael Bashalom. Baruch Zamo Yisrael Bashalom. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right. That's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the Shalim. He is the Shalem. So he's not a Holech. Right? He's already achieved. He is the ultimate in Shlemus. Maybe that's why it's B'Shalem. Okay. Let's continue. V'am Rebbe Levi, kol ha-yotzi mi-beis ha-knesses le-beis ha-medrish, mi-beis ha-medrish le-beis ha-knesses, zocha makabah b'nei ha-shchina. Anybody goes from a shul to a beis medrish, and vice versa, is zocha to be makabah b'nei ha-shchina. Shnemer yelkel mi-chayel ha-chayel, yeroa l'alakim b'tzion. He should go from, he goes from chayel ha-chayel, from the beis medrish to the beis ha-knesses, or vice versa. There, Margolis HaShas here quotes the Chassam Sofer, who says, you know why you're zocha to be makabah b'nei ha-shchina? Because we know that if you're sitting in a beis medrish and you go to a shul to daven, we know Gemara Baruch says, it's a mile to daven, the place where you learn. So you should stay where you're learning to daven. Why are you going? It must be because Tzarchi Tzibur, you want to make sure they have a minion there. So you're giving up on your own shleimus in order to help somebody else's. And the opposite, let's say you're sitting in shul and you go away to learn. There are other gemaras that say you should learn what you davened. Special makom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, you're learning there. And dafka you leave, it must be because you're going to teach talmidim there. So you're again giving up on your own in order to help others. So that's why in both of these cases, you're zocha mekabel b'nei hashchina, because you're sacrificing your own in order to help others. Amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Rav, Talmidei Chachamim ein lahem menucha afilu l'olam haba. Talmidei Chachamim don't have menucha even in olam haba. Shnemar Yelcha Michai al-Khayil Yerah El Elohim B'Tzion. So what does that mean? They don't have menucha. The Marsha asks in Brachas. What do you mean? We say Yom Shekula Shabbos u'menucha. That's what we look forward to. Yom Shekula Shabbos u'menucha. So what do you mean? It's ein lahem menucha. So the Ritva here first says. The Ritva says, last Ritva in Maseches Moed Katan. The Ritva says that Pirish. What does it mean they don't have menucha? Because they're so busy going to shiurim. Shaholch in miganeden lekisei akavid umetaylin b'chol mechitzas el yonos v'tachtonos lehanos miziv hashchina kaholich mibeis haknesses lebeis hamedrash. I mean menucha because you're busy with things that are spiritually blissful. And so that's what it means, the Ein Lahem Menucha. Marsha says a similar idea in the second to last Marsha in Brachas, again, Ein Lahem Menucha. He says it's similar to what did it say? That it says, Kodesh Vayichal Kem Bayom HaShvi. So it says Hashem finished on the seventh day. So what do you mean Hashem finished on the seventh day? So the Gemara says, the Medrash says, Boshavas Ba Menucha. What does Menucha mean? Menucha means a stoppage of the P'ulos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing earlier. So what does it mean by here, by a tzaddik, Ein Lahem Menucha? Because his P'ulos don't stop. Because he's still being Osek and Ruchnius. That's part of his schar. That's Ein Lahem Menuchas. That's the Marsha here that the Tzaddik, Rabbi Kilim, Yizosa Pe'ulo Shel Iyun Sichli, it does not stop. Ela Tamit Pa'oba, Vihi Ba'atzma Pe'ulas HaMenucha, Delo Mabacha, Tzadigim Yoshvim, V'nenim Mizim HaShchinas. That's what we yearn for, that's what we daven for as we coming close to the end of Seder Moed. We finish Baruch Hashem another Mesechta, and Be'ez Hashem, we should be Zoch on this Chag HaGeula, in this Chodesh HaGeula, to ultimate to Mala Ha'olam Das Hashem, and we should be zocha to have this Ein Lahem Menucha stage. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we will continue. Hashem, and I'm not going to be here Isru Chag. I'm going to wait for the last days. So Be'ez Hashem, Menachem will be Maska with you tomorrow, Maseches Chagiga, and I'll be back on Thursday. I'll be back on Thursday. Today's shiur was Lechanesh Yosef Ben Svi. I'm going to make a see him.